Welcome to the Marketing Geekly podcast. This week I'm going to discuss Starbucks' decision to redesign their logo. Recently, the world's largest coffee chain, Starbucks, announced that they are to drop the words Starbucks and coffee from their logo. This has caused a real stir in the blogosphere. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. The logo redesign is what CEO Howard Schultz described as a move to think beyond coffee. Changing their logo is a potentially dangerous move. Everybody remembers what happened to Gap. So why would Starbucks want to do this? Well, as Schultz says in his video, that's posted on the blog, it allows brands to extend their product offering, known as brand extensions or brand stretching, away from coffee, and the brand logo without the word coffee is more appropriate for non-coffee products. But it also allows Starbucks to maximise their revenues by responding to change and enabling them to enter high growth markets, therefore diversifying their product line to reduce risk. But it's also an indication of the coffee giant's intention to expand. Why? Because the logo without words is easily transferable across many countries which speak different languages. Importantly, Schultz also said that it evolves the brand to a point where it is more suitable for the future. He's saying that as the market develops, Starbucks coffee must adapt to the new needs of its customers. It's no big secret that there's a group of people who dislike Starbucks intensely, mostly as a result of their chain store structure. The logo redesign is part of a larger rebranding process, which will include a new look and feel for their stores. Starbucks has said that they are going to move away from the one-size-fits-all model. Is this a response, an attempt to think global and that local? Starbucks must carefully consider the types of product they wish to introduce to their customers. They must complement the brand and reinforce its values. They've had trouble when introducing new products in the past. For example, they had to stop selling breakfast sandwiches because their smell imposed on the coffeehouse atmosphere. Products such as this are simply not congruent with what customers expect from Starbucks. Although maintaining that coffee is central to the Starbucks brand, introducing brand extensions will ultimately dilute it. This presents an opportunity to their competitors, particularly Costa in the UK. Costa position themselves as the seller of real coffee. This further reinforces their place in the market. But is real coffee what Starbucks customers want? For many customers, it's the coffeehouse experience, not the coffee itself, which is the real attraction. Well, hopefully you enjoyed the blog post this week, and also there's a guest blog post from Tom. He's a director at Creative Consultancy, all about the idea, and he's talking about how the big idea is central to marketing and how it's growing ever more important. Hopefully you enjoyed that, and please tune in next week.